Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBUT prices were July corn down 4.25 cents at $6, July wheat down 2.5 cents at $6.19 and a quarter, and July beans down 0.25 cents at $13.60 and a half. The beans and corn and wheat all came back from the last night's lows. The corn came back about a nickel. The wheat came back about 12, 13 cents. Beans came back about 12 to 14 cents. Old crop didn't quite fare as strong as the new crop, but it did rally along with the old crop out here. We didn't see any new exports today. The market is kind of thinking that we're going to see strong Chinese demand for soybeans. The Chinese have imported 24% more soybeans this year. And we think that's going to carry over into our crop eventually. We've got the report tomorrow. It's basically looking for cutbacks and demand on beans and corn, maybe a little cut in production to offset some of that. But they're generally looking for a little bit bearish numbers out here. I think the pros will be looking to buy any break caused by the report. They're certainly not going to cut production this early, I don't think. The exports for the weekly sales, corn, 67,000 metric tons. That was 173 old, a reduction of 106 new for a total of 67,000 metric tons. The wheat was low, 240 total. The beans were not bad, 207 old, 265 new. Obviously, you know, we've got the report tomorrow. The dollar's down 50 ticks here. That could be a little bit supportive. Crude oil's up about 30 cents a barrel. The metals are all strong, so maybe that'll support the grains a little bit here. NOAA came out and said that the forecast for the next 30 to 90 days looks a little bit wetter than it has been. I don't put any faith in these long-term forecasts, frankly. But locally, we're supposed to get some rains scattered here and there. So far, the totals have been very minuscule of whatever has fallen. Here, we're looking at rains on Sunday, and doesn't look like too much after that. Temp's not real hot, actually kind of cool. 68 degrees is the high Sunday as the front moves through, and then back up into the high 70s, low 80s for the rest of next week. So it doesn't look too bad. Iowa, they've got some rain Saturday and Sunday, and that looks like about it. A little bit warmer temperatures, mostly in the mid-80s. So, you know, it's really going to be about weather and whether or not we can break the back of this drought. We still need an awful lot of rain out here. Some of the forecasters are talking continued pretty dry out here. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag. But I think until we really see a game changer out here, the people are going to buy breaks caused by wet forecast, and they're going to sell rallies caused by dry forecasts. But we'll see how the report gets in the middle of all that tomorrow. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.